All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and we're bringing you a surprise. Yep, this is it. This is the end of City of Broken Dreamers, and it's not going to be a short one. This is one of the longest chapters he's done in terms of animations and just overall content in general. So, this took a long time to make, and definitely, while you can't do that yet, definitely support Philly at patreon.com/phillygames like I did, and that's where I got this game. And check out their Discord, because it's a pretty cool place. There's actually a lot of places where you can just talk about AVN in general as well. So, hop on aboard! Alright, so without further ado, let's begin, as the theme for my whole server and the theme for the channel right now is the City of Broken Dreamers. Well, we're considered the server of Broken Dreamers right now. Anybody that's gone into my server. But, yeah, that's what we're doing. That's our big thing. So, it is AVN month, and we will be bringing you all the in-season titles. Don't worry, guys. There's more of that coming. But City of Broken Dreamers, we've been waiting on it, so we're gonna go ahead and give it to you. And then after that, we'll go back to the others. But I'm thinking about doing an entire week of City of Broken Dreamers until it's done. Except for, of course, tomorrow, when we're going to have the Eternum and Once Upon a Lifetime, because you guys do like those, and that's supposed to be our anime day normally. But let's go ahead and get started. Side by side, one last time. Chapter 15, Bring It All Down. This is it. You hear us, Baynard? We're done with your bullshit. We're done with your oppression. And tonight, we're showing you how fucking done with you we are. Show's canceled. Gas 'em. Pop, pop, pop. Canisters fly towards the crowd. You think that'll stop us? Not a chance in hell. Move in! As the gas envelops the crowd, some panic, some run, but some stand firm. Let them see how strong you really are. Say it with me. Fuck Baynard! Fuck Baynard! That's it. Fuck Baynard! Fuck Baynard! A guard's rifle smashes into the face of a protester. Abby? I think that's our cue to run. For once, I agree with you. You too, get the hell out of here! Todd, we need to help them! Get the others. Time to break some heads. The pit is gonna get some revenge tonight. Hey! Huh? Ah! The guard screams a series of profanities as he's launched into the air. You picked a fight with the wrong people tonight. Alright, everyone, have at it. We need more people! We've lost control! They could storm the headquarters any minute! Ellen looks out over the chaos she's created with a satisfied grin. Well, Grim, you wanted a distraction. How many of these fucks are there? They want to keep running into a kill box? Let them. Easy for you to say, Pendejo. You're not bleeding out. Katie, how's our patient? I don't know! What do you mean you don't know? Jesus H. Christ, Grim, just let me work! Damn, what do I do? Grenade or my ammo? What will you do? What will you do? Let me clear a path. We have to buy Katie some time. Grim, wait! Ignoring Sonya, you dash towards them. Get back here, you jackass! With a flick of your wrist, you toss your last grenade. The grenade rolls to a stop right in front of the soon-to-be victim. I don't get paid enough for this! Katie, hurry up! Come on, Gloria, you heard them. In what must be an abject pain, Gloria fights for her survival. System cleanse complete. System purge. Come on! Gloria, okay, girl, let's get you out of here. Grim, I got her, but she's out of it. Okay, grab her and let's go. On it. Grim, I'm releasing the doors from your section straight to where your car is located. 40 meters and to your left. Victoria, get out of there. Trust me, I've worn out my welcome. See you on the outside, Grim. Good luck. Grim, we're done here. Katie, I need you to help her. We're out of here. Come on, Gloria, just lean on me. Not much further now. This one just up ahead? That's what she said. Grim, your side, you've been hit. Tell me something I don't already know. Let's worry about getting out of here first. The PA begins to crackle again. Oh, what does this bitch want now? You think you're going to get away that easy? Take away the greatest find our company has ever had? Do you even comprehend the benefits the world would obtain from studying her? The world, more like yourself. Ignore her. You're right, fuck her. Wrapping the corner, you're met with a hail of bullets. God damn it. I'm dry, nothing left. Sane, fuck. We just gotta get across that hallway and we're home free. Can we make a run for it? You'll die. Aren't we already going to die? More bullets fly down the hallway, keeping you at bay. Sonya, are you with me? You know it. Guys, no, it's suicide. Katie, when we rush in, you take Gloria and make it to the car. Do you hear me? Guys! The Red Moon calmly walks up behind the soldiers. Who are... The guard's head leaves his body before he can finish his sentence. We need backup! What's going on? Please, God! Oh, please! Ah! The guard collapses to the floor as the Red Moon stands before you, battered and broken. The way to your vehicle... Excuse me. The way to your vehicle is clear. What are you doing here? Amends. You killed her protector, the one who cared for her the most. We don't get to choose our fate. You are now her protector. So after all this... Too long we have been tools used by those in the shadows. Deceit, lies, hidden purposes. Miss White's ambition will be her downfall. I see that now. Again, I have been used in others' pursuit of power. I have been used as a pawn, but even so, such can still capture a queen. Now leave. Get back here. Hey, you fucking coward. Forget it, Grim. Let's go. With the hallway now open to you, the group rushes to the garage where your car awaits. Just down the way. Let us take the lead. A blast rings out from the end of the hallway leading to the garage. Ugh, fuck. He didn't get them all. You're hit. I know. If it killed them all. All of them. Excuse me. We'll try that one again. It killed them all. All of them. What the fuck was that thing? He's lost it. I'll draw his attention. You rush him. Do it. Hey! Kay, come on! With more shots, the guard fires at his distraction. Fuck me, why does this fucker have to be 2 for 2 on his aim? Motherfucker! You smash the butt of your rifle into the guard's head, instantly dropping him. Ugh, how many times do I have to get shot? Not much further, Sonya, you can make it. Christ, he wasn't kidding. Look at this. Gloria, avert your eyes. That's it. Ugh, goddamn. Come on, stay with me. You still need to drive us out of here, remember? Fuck that, you're driving. What? I'm in no shape. I trust you with her, now let's go. Go where? Away from here. Anywhere. Alright, everyone strap in. Katie, just go! Accidentally moving forward, Katie slams into the garage doors. That's gonna cost me. Katie, tell me you know how to drive. Of course, just having it in like a decade. Besides, this was not part of the plan. We are so fucked. Not yet, we're not. Taking control, Katie gets her bearings and manages to maneuver your vehicle out of the back entrance. Ellen, do you hear us? I do now. You out of that shit fest? You need to split. Get out of that concert. Way ahead of you. Shit was getting nuts. Even forgot my guitar while running out of there. Tell me where to meet. Old warehouse parking lot on Olive Street. We're like 5 blocks away. See you there. Grim, I think we have incoming. Shit, Katie, get into the downtown quick. They won't be able to follow us. What is it? Oh, nothing much. Just a gunship. Then hold on. Katie, take the next off-ramp. Who cares where it goes? Just get off the highway. Scraping up against another car, Katie banks into a hard turn. How the hell do you drive with the wheel on this side? God damn, Grim. Grim? Ugh. Katie, he's bleeding everywhere. Hurry, we need to reach Ellen. Tell Ellen to hurry to the meetup. I hear you guys. I'll be ready. Put pressure on it and don't let them close their eyes. Ma'am, I can't fire. Too much collateral damage. Listen to me very closely. If you don't do what I... Did you think this little room could keep me out? Your orders, ma'am? Hold on. Cease your communication. Meredith, with a shaky hand, slowly switches the calm off. Your ambition has led you to this. You deserve death, but it is more fitting that you see everything you have strived for fall apart around you. You think you have any power over me? The red moon swings heavily past Meredith's head, and his fist crashes through the control panel. Tell me, how does it feel to see your world collapse around you? I came here to kill you. Now I wonder if there's any point. But no, I shall waste no more time with you. Slumping to the floor in defeat, Meredith's voice trembles. You betrayed me! When this is over, I will hunt you and yours down, I swear! You will do nothing. You played for power and lost. And in that game, the penalties are always final. You can't do this. You are finished. If you live, it will only be the life of a pariah. It would be mercy to kill you now. But you and your kind have exhausted my supply of such. Excuse me, we'll try that one again. But you and your kind have exhausted my supply of such. Goodbye. Saraba, Meredith White. Katie, they're pulling away. Finally, some good news. Katie, good work. We're not out of the thick of it yet. You two, hold on. Quickly, help me get them out. Come on, pull. Now what? Keep pressure here. Don't ease up. There's blood everywhere. Screeching to a halt, Ellen's van pulls up. Fuck me. Ellen, medkit, stat. Katie, are they going to be okay? Help, Sonya. Was it worth it? It was an honor to fight with you again. A final fuck you to those assholes. Kept her out of their hands. Thank you. We finally did something good. We did. Think that little girl forgives me? Oh God, what was her name? Luciana Lopez. Luciana. Stay with me. Sonya, please. Wake up. Sonya, wake. Your vision blurs and you feel yourself losing consciousness. Katie, we're losing them! Ellen, talk to him, keep him awake! What? Don't argue with me, just do it! Stay awake, you asshole, you still owe me, especially after this fucked up job! Grim, don't you... And a muffled echo. Hey Grim, stay with us! Sinking further and further into the darkness. Not yet. Until there is only the darkness. Hey, it's okay. This world may have ground me out in its new screwed up ways. But you know what? In the end, it can go to hell. Now my conscience is clear. How many get to say that these days? You did good, Sonya. You don't have to tell me that, you jackass. Even now, you never change? You know it, but you need to get up. There are people waiting for you. Hey, Grim, I'm pretty much done here. Wake up! So, what's the prognosis, Katie? Will I live? You know, I may have to increase how much I charge you. Ugh, goddamn. You took a shot right in the gut. I patched you up, but you were very much hit and miss for a few hours. Hey, I only got a little shot. You jackass, not so little this time. You've been out for over 48 hours. 2 days? Fuck, I need to move. Calm down, you can't be moving around. Wait, where's Sonya? I tried, Grim. She fought to the end. There was nothing I could... I'm so sorry. Where is she? Okay, slowly, here, hold on to me. This way, just 1 foot after the next. I tried, Grim, I really did. But her wounds, I'm sorry. To even have made it this far, she never stopped fighting. Yeah, you'd be amazed what she can, could. Katie, can you give me a minute? Of course, Grim. Damn it, Sonya, you didn't have to do this. What the fuck were you thinking? This job was your idea. You pushed me to do it. You remember that? That was embarrassing. I'm sure you got a kick from that. Never thought you'd be the one to go first. I'm sorry. Sorry I wasn't stronger now and back then. I couldn't handle what we had to do. I took it out on you, and that was wrong. You weren't one to be open with your feelings. Hell, I wasn't either. No, I love you. Just to go fuck yourself, and that worked for us. Fuck, look at me. You probably call me a sentimental ass. I resented you for that. How could you keep going after Caracas? I get it now. Keep moving. Don't think on it too hard. How could you be so fucking stubborn at shit like that while you're... Fuck. You did good. We saved the girl this time. I couldn't have done this without you. Not sure how I'll handle not knowing you're around. I'll miss you. Gus? How may I be of service? Incinerate Bay 1. And even though it never worked out, part of me just wants to tell you this. Go fuck yourself. Even after everything. Staring into the vault. Goodbye, Sonya. I'm done here, Katie. Again, Grim, I did everything I could. I know. We should get you back in bed. We can talk more tomorrow. Waking up, you can hear someone humming in the background. Katie? No, no, you relax. It's Venus. I am glad that you came back. Though I am sorry about your friend. I appreciate that. Is there anything I can do? Perhaps a drink? More painkillers? A massage? Venus, I'm fine. I think Doc patched me up pretty well. She should be checking on you soon. Just rest up. There she is. He shouldn't have to rest much longer. Did you need me for anything else? We're good, Venus. Thank you. I can take it from here. Get well, Grim. Thank you, Venus. I'll go check on the other clients. Thank you. Raji probably will need his bandages changed if you can handle that for me. I would love to. I think I feel pretty good. I mean, it is... shit! Whoa, yeah, you should be somewhat mobile, but no running around for a few days. Noted. Yeah, you had a clean hit in and out. I would imagine that hurts like hell, but you mainly had blood loss. But we are past that scare. So I'm good? Gah, because of me you are. Oh, is that so? Damn straight. Okay, so I am clear. I can get up and move around? Yeah, like I said, just no running around, but let's have you stand up slowly. I also got you some basic stuff to wear. Perfect. Oh, your phone has also been going nuts, so you may want to check on that. I think I have a pretty good idea who those are from. Oh, have you heard anything from Victoria? Not a thing. After we got out, we haven't heard a word from her. You think she's okay? She's smart, probably just laying low. I'll dig around and see if I can find her. I'll leave you to it. Just lock up when you leave. Things may be quiet now, but still trying to be a little careful. Of course. Now that you're on your feet, work calls. Thank you, Katie. Oh, damn. A little bright for you, sir? Damn, Sam. Oh, possible clue. We haven't done these in a while, so I'm kind of unprepared. It could be anything in this image. It's a big image. Ah, okay, that one was easy. Remember, there's a few we didn't get. What that's supposed to be from.
Yep.
Previous game. Depraved Awakening. You scared the shit out of me. You've been quiet. I had nothing to say, sir. And you do now? Yes, sir. You should check the news broadcast up ahead. We are still trying to confirm reports from Baynard. But we have received confidential reports from within Baynard revealing corruption up to the highest levels of the company. The recent attack may have been a cover-up by Baynard to protect their shareholders. Later, our very own Shanlon Russell will reveal her expose on the conspiracy. Wait, they're denying we even raided the place, right? It would appear Baynard is in damage control, sir. So, no warrants out for us? Only for Miss Connor. Well, no bot is going to even know who she is now, even face to face. Correct, sir. Her profile has been changed successfully and propagated to all law enforcement agencies. So apart from a direct confrontation with the human cop, she's in the clear? Correct, sir. Oh, Sam, Katie said I got a bunch of calls. Correct, sir. You have calls from Miss Russell, young Miss White, and one unknown. Any idea who the unknown caller is? It is from the Lakewood area. Ah, Sasha. Sam, let's see who this unknown caller is.
Look who still lives.
Same with you.
It was a fun time, that much I can say. Look, I'll be at the Wrangler Club. I believe that is near you.
Heading out of Milltown, is that wise?
Call it a show of force. Just meet me there tonight, sometime after 8.
Will do. Okay, call Chandra. Dude, what in the fucking prime hell did you do?
What we had planned.
We need to talk. I have to meet someone else at the dance club near me. Aftermath?
Nah, tonight at the dive.
Got it. Sam, call Shanlon. Ah, well, look who we have here, alive and breathing. Are you still in one piece? Would it be better for your story if I wasn't? Probably, but I've got enough.
But I haven't given you what you need yet.
Oh, don't be coy. I got the feed from your little escapee. Let's try that one again. I got the feed from your little escapades.
Wait, how?
Let's just say we have a mutual friend.
Who?
Oh, don't fret on that. You'll still get paid. I'm sending you a secure package with a meetup. Come as soon as you can. Don't be late. Head back home or go see Shanlon. Okay, Sam, bring up the location that Shanlon sent. She is located at the same hotel that Miss Hamilton stayed at last week. Ah, perfect. Thanks. There you are. Did you have trouble finding it? Been here before, just a different floor. Oh, I am sure. Let's try that one again. Oh, I'm sure you've had fun there here before. Just had a friend stay here, was all. Oh, of course, whatever. Come in. So why am I here? I have a little present over there for you. What is it? Come on, take a look. Holy shit, how much is this? 2 million. A nice little present for what you did for me. I don't understand. I never had time to get that data for you. Oh, but we have a mutual acquaintance that did. Wait, Victoria? Shields, yes. She wanted Miss White out of her way, and I was happy to assist in that. Did you pay her? What do you take me for? I always reward those that help me. Your actions alone have breached their veil of invincibility. Everyone loves a David and Goliath story. Hence the payment. I don't even think I want to know what you got offered. That you don't. And here I am thinking you wanted to gloat. I am not that simplistic. Then again, maybe I am, and I just want something primal. Why am I not surprised? You know what I like. Pulling off her bra, Shanlon releases her huge breasts. You better be ready for me. And what should I do to you? Anything you want. Good lord. Then we are going to have fun with those tits and ass. You are going to have to come and get them. Come and get your fucking treat. You dirty damn thing. Dirty? As if you don't love it. Come teach me a lesson and fire that hot cum all over my tits. Does that sound like a plan? I also don't want to tear these. They're the only pair I have with me. Then hurry up. There. Now come on and get this wet pussy. Yeah, those are fucking coming off. Do it yourself. This'll be fun. Yeah, you like that, don't you? We will see. Such a dog. What did I tell you about that? What are you gonna do to me, huh? Yeah, I know you hate me so much. What are you gonna do about it, you pussy?
I think you underestimate how hated you are.
Bullshit. I know you hate me.
You just fucking paid me. I should kiss you.
Then I'll slap you.
Fine. You want to be treated like that? We will treat you like that. This is what you want?
Fuck yeah, such a pussy. I'll never fucking understand you. Last, as you press your hand on her face. Good! Now why don't you fuck my face or even my ass?
We can slap her some more. We can do some throat fucking.
Oh, okay, that's just... Alright, I should have known that.
Okay, let's use your throat.
Give it to me. Show me who's boss.
Oh, yeah? Open up.
Ah! There we go.
We're gonna go deep.
Bring it!
You push all the way in until your balls rest on her nose. Well...
Her body spasms slightly, trying to get air.
Fuck. Yes. Oh yeah, nice and deep.
Shanlon continues to cough and gag as you force yourself into her mouth.
This is what you wanted.
Her body comes to a rest as you slowly pull out. That was good.
Not a bad start.
Not bad? You can always do better. Nothing is ever enough for you, huh? Nope. Now come fuck me or just get out.
Let's fuck that ass.
Come and get it. You think you're a tough guy? Prove it. After all I've done for you. Shut the hell up and come fuck me.
This'll be good.
Open me up.
Oh yeah, Grim. So good.
Her ass tightens around you. Fuck me.
Oh hell yes.
Yeah, grab my neck. Fuck me. Fuck me, Grim. Shit, you're fun to fuck. You certainly are good for something. And paying you, you ungrateful fuck. for that, I think it's time you start to do the work. No, keep fucking me. You do it. Phew. Fucking tired already. Hey, I've had a pretty rough week. So what? I have to do the work now?
Yep.
What, like ride you?
Maybe.
Yeah, fucking ride me. Fine, you pussy. Just fuck me. Ugh, and you thought I'd let you fuck my pussy. Not a chance.
This works very well.
Ugh, you wanted a bit more of a reward? Fine. That's my bitch. If only. Never good enough, huh? You are fucking me just the bare minimum. So good.
If you say so.
I wanted more.
You can't always get what you want. You'll learn one day.
Well, I want your fucking cum. Give me that at least. Yeah, like I told you. Come on my tits. Yeah, earn it. Oh, I have to earn it now?
Yeah, you fucking do.
Come on, fucking come for me.
I'm getting close.
You fucking better be grim. Come on, fucking come.
Here it comes.
Now, how is that for a bonus?
Did I earn it?
I guess you did. You could have done so much better, though.
Sorry to disappoint. For me, I'm all good.
I'm sure you are. But now, you can take your fucking money and get lost.
That quick, huh?
You're way too gentle for my likes. I need someone much more aggressive. Fuck, you're insane. Go on, get dressed. I have no need for you anymore.
Fine.
That's right. Now go and get Gloria out of the city. Do something good for me.
That I plan to do. Let's head home. Sam, how's my place?
It appears to be clear, sir. Are you sure you want to go back?
Just need something familiar.
It would appear they have left your home alone, sir.
They had tabs on it for a while. At this point, what can they do? Damage is done.
My recommendation is not to stay here long.
Yeah, I know. It's my home, though. I just want to ensure it's all in one... Wait, do you hear that?
Hear what, sir? Moving close to the door, you hear the sound of water on the other side. Opening the door slowly, you peek inside. You watch water running down over curves you've come to know well. Victoria leans against the wall as the water cascades.
Ah, there's the girl we've been missing.
She sings a tune beautifully, unaware of your presence. A million stars above me. We found one. That is a nice render. And if one goes out, will anyone see? I'm not sure what song this is. Vic? Oh, you frightened the hell out of me. I didn't know you could sing that well. I appreciate that, even if slightly embarrassed. Don't be. I probably do know that song. I probably just can't place it at the moment. Sam, why didn't you know about this?
Turning off the shower.
That's on me. Sorry. You hacked my system again? Sorry, with my place gone, this was the only place I could lay low before I duck out of town. Where are you planning on going? Out of the city, at least. Not sure where yet. For how long? Maybe forever. It won't be safe for me here. You're the only one I can trust. Well, you can stay here. No, it's best I don't. Look, I shouldn't even be here. Baynard's board is still after me for betraying them. I'm putting you at risk. I can handle them. I'm sure you can. It's why we picked you, remember? But no, I can't risk that. Victoria continues to get changed after drying off. I was not even sure you made it. I wasn't even sure if you made it out. Nobody had heard from you. You were worried about me?
Of course.
I appreciate that, but I really should go. Victoria, wait! Grim, really, I'm putting you in danger staying here. I don't care. I don't want anyone else to get hurt because of me. I need to get away from here. Stop being stubborn. Just tell me.
Stubborn? From you? Just tell me.
Not yet. When I get settled, I'll send you an encrypted message so you know I'm safe.
Then I guess this is goodbye.
I think so. I wish things went differently between us, but yes, this is goodbye, Grim.
Then stay safe. I hope to see you again.
I as well. Sam?
Yes, sir.
I think we're going to take a break from work for a while.
That sounds like a good idea, sir.
You let the air escape your lungs as you crash onto the sofa.
Ugh, I could get used to this.
If you wish, sir.
There's a knock at the door.
Sir, someone is at the door.
Great, I'm not deaf, Sam.
Who is it?
Just let me in, you asshole.
Unlock the door, Sam.
So tell me I didn't see the redhead just walk out of here.
You did.
She coming back? Something tells me she's not.
That's too bad. I kind of wanted to thank her.
So, how you doing?
I'm good. Katie knows her trade.
Not physically, you dumbass. How are you doing?
Ellen, can you stop trying to act like a badass for once in your life? How are you?
I'm good. I am. For the first time in, well, a long time.
That's good. And I think you are being serious. I'm proud of you, for real.
Ellen, you've been drinking?
Hey, haven't even started yet.
Look, after all this, I'm proud of you. Really, I am.
Ellen?
I can have a soft spot as well.
So what's the plan now? I'm still a bit in the dark.
Well, we have Gloria staying at Cleo's. Seems like the safest spot for now.
We still need to get her out of the city.
I have a thought on that.
And?
My mom would remember her. I'm thinking we give it a few days and take her out there.
Idaho, right?
With potatoes?
Yeah, spot really off the grid. Nobody lives within miles of there.
It'd be safe.
But there's potatoes.
Potatoes live there.
Shit, that may actually work.
Coming from you, I appreciate that. See, I can be smart sometimes.
You need to give yourself more credit.
Fucking right, thanks.
Now shit, I need to check in on Thor, my drummer. I kind of ditched him and he ended up getting roughed up a little.
I mean, if he calls himself Thor, he's probably okay.
Worst of all, the bastard couldn't find my guitar.
Is he alright? Could Katie help?
He just needs a few days.
Will I see you later?
Yeah, might be a while though. Check in on Gloria and Cleo, alright?
Good idea. I will soon.
Damn, I really could sit here for a while.
You should head out soon, sir.
You're right.
Off to Cleo's then.
Hey Cleo, it's Grim.
It's open.
I came by as soon as I could.
Cleo, I...
What? Oh, just... Let's not talk about it. I mean, what can I say exactly? I ran the numbers. The chances of everyone making it out were... The chance of anyone making it out were minimal.
Suddenly, Cleo reaches out and pulls you into a hug.
But why her? It's not fucking fair.
I know.
She was my friend. She was always a good partner.
Barely. She was mean, swore like a sailor and all.
But she put up with me. No one else really would.
Sonya clearly had a strange way of connecting with people.
Through threat of death?
Exactly.
You probably came here to see Gloria.
How is she holding up?
Okay, I think... Excuse me, we'll try that one again. Okay, I think... Not like I'm good with the social cues. She's in the main room if you want to talk.
Okay, thanks, Cleo.
Gloria!
She continues humming to herself.
Really? That's what she's watching. cool. Fuck me. Hey, Gloria. Oh crap, sorry, I didn't hear you. What are you listening to? Ellen's Classics. Seeing the concert went viral. Streams are full of her now. So how are you? I wanted to say, but Katie said you need to get out of here, so skedaddle. Which I did. So when can we get out of here? You aren't fully in the clear yet. Banner's got their own problems now, but Volstock might still be looking. Isn't Volstock all robots and stuff like Venus? Yeah, but that didn't stop them from hiring ghosts on you before. Great, I thought this was over. Well, almost, but the first thing we need to do is get you out of the city. What? This is my home. I know, but it's what has to be done, and it's only temporary, if need be. I just thought I finally had a place where I could be me again. I get it, but if it makes you feel better, you won't be alone. Huh? Ellen offered to go with, to Idaho. Idaho? Are there even cities there? That's a lot of potatoes. Somewhere, I'm sure, but Ellen's family is from there, little town. Good place to lay low. So, is it nice? If you like potatoes. Honestly, you'd have to ask Ellen. I just know it's not here, and it's safe. Safe? Haven't been that in a long time. I would say I get it, but I'll be honest, I don't. This has to be scary for you. It's just, what? Those powers, they were part of me, you know? Even though they just started not long ago. Yeah, maybe they were a curse. But still, it was part of me. It almost feels like I cut a limb off, but not entirely. Wait, what do you mean, not entirely? Well, look. The bottle slowly lifts off the ground. Wait, shit, Katie's theory didn't work? I mean, it did, to a point. What do you mean? It's like it's numbed, just a fraction of what I could do. Any lightheadedness? Nosebleeds? No, nothing. I feel totally fine. Well, going the buttfuck nowhere is more important now than ever. Crap, yeah, you're right. So, when are we going? I'd go today if it was feasible, but we need things to cool down. Everyone's gonna be on high alert. I thought we fixed that. I'm no one now, right? From the system you are, but individuals can still recognize you, so yeah, a couple more days. After that, Ellen and you can head out there. Sorry, I shouldn't have gotten angry about going there. Everyone's given up so much. No need to apologize. Change is never easy, especially when it's not a change you picked. No, I do. You risked everything for me. So did Ellen. Without you, I'd be dead or in a lab somewhere. Hey, well, that's all over now. Yeah, alive and sent to a farm. You'll be okay, you can do this. I know you can. I appreciate that. And if you ever need anything, I'll let you know. Perfect. Now are you good to stay here? I still have some loose ends to tie up. Go ahead, I'll be fine. Promise I won't go shopping or anything. Good, see you later, okay? Off to the middle of nowhere. Maybe some new scenery won't be such a bad thing. Hey, Gloria, who are you talking to? Just myself. Come on, girl, get yourself inside. All right, just give me a minute. Hell, even though this place is awful, I'm still gonna miss it. See Todd or see Chandra? Nice piece of ass walking by. See Chandra. Oh, no, we're going to see Todd. Todd's the guy that said don't be late. You two won't have to worry ever again. Victoria lightly knocks on the door. Who's there? Honey, come here. What is it? Honestly, I'm not sure. Thank you for everything. Hey there. Want a private baby? We can have a lot of fun, if you know what I mean. I've got no time for this. I'm meeting with them. With those freaks? Whatever. Well, Ghost Man deciding to show up. Who thought? Sasha, what are you doing here? Hiding out, more or less. Sesh and the Bolters still want to remove my brain box. Todd protects. Todd throws back a shot.
Yeah, I'm a friggin' hero. Want one?
I'm okay. Hope you weren't just inviting me for a drink.
You won. Ghost, you could stand and relax a little. Ah, they're almost here.
So, the Merc is here. Party begins. Oh, boy. Interesting choice in venue.
It was our choice. Yeah, yeah. It's a party, except Grim here is staying dry.
Pity. Don't you want some entertainment, Grim?
Girls, stop.
Too much to do tonight, ladies. Rain check? Make us wait? Not used to that. We'll consider it.
If that's all settled, let's move on.
Fine by me.
We need to talk about what's next.
Sorry, the less people know where she's going, the safer she'll be. Not what Todd's ratting on. Listen, for real.
We beat Baynard for now, but we have to deal with the aftermath, and it won't be pleasant.
It never is.
Baynard left a power vacuum, and guess who's looking to fill it?
Vostok.
Correct. They pretended to be out for the count, but looks like they were just getting started. Once White made her move, Vostok got ready. If she won, nothing would change. But if you won, their biggest competitor would be reeling, unable to fight back.
Same old corporate bullshit.
No, you don't get it. Baynard is ripe for a hostile takeover. They're the providers for the vast majority of the police and military of the world. Of course, that's not even talking about their sex workers and other androids. Now, what happens if they take over Baynard?
Nothing good.
Understatement. If we add bioweapons, medicine, media, and all the rest to their portfolio, it's all over. In taking down Baynard, you may have helped create the largest corp this planet has ever seen.
So what are you gonna do now?
What we've always done. Survive. Watch and survive. I think this has only just begun. So keep your head down, Ghost, and stay out of trouble.
That's the plan. You know, there's no guarantee that Vostok actually pulls off your doomsday scenario.
True, but I have a bad feeling about this.
If there's trouble, you know how to reach me.
And I am sure I will. Our paths will cross again, Ghost. Now, our business here is done.
Spooky thoughts, yeah?
Yeah, but nothing for now. What'll happen will happen.
You know he's right.
After hearing all that, I'm kinda in the mood to get my mind off things.
Say, I could use an escort home. Sound good?
Yeah, fuck it. Let's go.
And why the hell do you get to ride?
Because I earned it.
Hey, careful. Are you seriously telling me to be careful?
Fuck it.
Just get back to my place, quick. Not wearing that much tonight. Felt like cheating a little. Is that so? I got something else. Hot. You're good. Just like this. Nah, Ghost, consider it a present. For what? You should be hating me, shouldn't you? Nah, but right now I want some control. You're mine now. Now give me a minute. If there are any Bolters back there, let me know. Protector still, huh, Ghost? That was quick. Didn't have much. That works for me. Now get your ass over here. Oh, what did I say? If you think I'll let you take control, you got the wrong guy. We will see about that. Come here and take those boots off.
You have to be kidding me.
Nope. Do it yourself.
But I'm so tired. I mean, I've been busy.
You have to be kidding me.
Come on now.
Such an ass. Ugh, there we go. You need me to do anything else? Maybe make some tea?
I can use something else.
We can, but now I want you to squirm for being so rude.
Rude? Hell, I kidnapped you. Was that not rude enough?
You know you can be total prime right ass. Not my proudest moment, I apologize. Thinking if I should forgive you or not. I'm really sorry. Take your clothes off, then I'll think on it. Good.
We even?
Even? Not close, ghost. You have some work cut out for you. It looks like you're the one about to do some work. Just get you ready. Oh, I think that'll work. It fucking better. I need to get fucked. I want to see more of you. Sure, ghosty. And such a nice bra. Sure, but we don't need it. Yeah, this I more prefer. Think with your cock, huh? Then come show me how you use it. Let's do it. You rush me. Now get that cock over here. You know, we're not quite even yet. Wait, what? Ah, mother piss fucker. What kind of insult is that? Motherfucker. Okay, okay. Enough? Just get those panties off and fuck me. Sure thing, let's go for a ride. Sounds good. Come on, get it in there. That's what I'm doing here. Damn, you're wet. Well, fuck at the bar, then the bike ride, then hair and changes. I've been waiting for this. Fucking prime! Phew! Here we go! This is what I've been waiting for. About damn time. You and me both. We're gonna fuck every which way. Yeah, so why don't we? It's up to you. You can always please me more. How so? Oh, I have a few ideas. I think I have a pretty good idea what you want. Yeah? Then come here. Better. You showered, right? I could slap you, ghost. Of course I did. Very well, then. Oh, shit. There we go. Mmm. I could let you do this all day, but then you don't have much fun. Mmm. Well, live. Now, I want to drive. I'll let you. Sounds good. Always nice to be the one in charge of the ride. Me driving back really pissed you off, huh? Oh, you have no idea. That's my ride. Hey, it's just too fun. Then buy yourself one. I'll need someone to ride with. Fuck! Oh yeah? Ride with me. Keep those bolter fucks off my back. You can count on it. May almost be as fun as this. I'll show you fun. You just have to keep up. I think I can manage. Wait and see. Should we keep fucking or will we get up to something else? Oh, okay, okay. Well, it's just... Alright, so it redoes scenes. That's... Alright. Okay. Damn, they redo all that. I guess that was just the... Alright. That just shows the scene again. So move on. Follow. Give me a reason why I should. And how can I do that? Lean back on that no. Kneel on the chair. How about now? Yeah, that works. Damn straight it does. Alright, that is a nice ass. I saw a nice ass this week, too. Friend of mine. And it was a nice ass, but as nice as that. Oh, yeah. She said that she hides the fact that she has an ass. Online, she tells people. Now, this is a smart move, guys. Online, she tells people she's a flat ass. I don't have an ass. I don't have anything. I don't have... Because the more she tells people she doesn't have shit, the less they think, oh, she ain't nothing. And I asked her, why do you not... Like, I thought you didn't have an ass. She said, I say that to keep guys off my back. Yeah, that's a real thing. So, sometimes a woman will lie... For our own safety, because there are some dudes that would probably try to, I don't know, sometimes an ass like that, guys kind of act a little out of whack, you know. It better be. A little lower there. You sure? Fuck it, Ghost. Let's try it out. Fuck! Are you okay? I rode into the middle of a firefight like a crazed person. This is nothing, Ghosty. Then let's ride. God fucking prime. Holy shit! Holy shit! Okay, this is probably more stupid than that. Okay, no problems. Phew, okay, not my thing. For you? I'm surprised. We did that already. Lean back on the chair. Oh, like this? Does this work? Yeah, that works. I think I know what you want. Oh, yeah? Get here, Ghosty. Mind if I do the work here? Go ahead. I slap you, you stop, though. Oh, yeah, there you go. That's always a good safe word. She just slaps you in the face. That's enough! What? Oh! Well, okay, you win. Oh shit, there we go. You continue to thrust slowly into her wet mouth. Damn, I'm close. If we keep going, I don't think anything... Let's fuck you again? I guess if... Yeah, come on, my tits.
Here it comes!
Give it to me. Damn, Ghost. Nice work. Looking a little bit more like paint, but I guess it's just the shadows. I got more. Where are you going? Come here. Damn, you made a mess. Now come here and give me more. Sure thing. More? So where do you want the rest? Let me taste you. Show me how much more you have for me. You need to work a bit for it. Oh, yeah? Yeah, second time you always gotta work a little harder. Okay, not so much work. Here it comes! Ah, yes! Good work. You did have more in you. I wasn't lying. That was fun. You look like you're gonna bolt out. Yeah, I should probably run. Normally I'd complain, but I know I'll see you again. You serious about getting a ride? Yeah, I think so. Then get your ass out of here and research what you want. I will. Hey, Sasha, your brother. I'm glad you were able to help him. Hey, same. I appreciate the help. Not sure how much I helped, but sure. Would you just get out of here? He may be coming by tonight. Not ready for that discussion. Now, Jet! Are we even at least? Not yet. Now go before I throw you out. Okay, I'll get out of your hair. What the flying fuck? Where the hell is he? Come on, you motherfucker. Don't you stand me. Chandra, sorry, I'm... You dick, I've been waiting out here for 20 minutes. I'm not that late. Yes, you are. And where have you been? Sorry, I was getting patched up. I couldn't go anywhere. God, nobody told me, Jack. I've been in the dark on everything. I don't think anyone knew how to reach you. Well, maybe someone should have tried a little harder. Do you even understand what I'm going through right now? You knew what the risks were. They're all gonna fucking arrest... Excuse me. Well, they all are, but... They're gonna fucking arrest her! Yeah, of course they are. Sure, shithead, but what the fuck is gonna happen to me? What did you think would happen after we did all this? I got caught up in just being so pissed off at her. And now reality hits. You're gonna be fine, Chandra. Oh, no, that's not how that's said. And now reality hits. You're gonna be fine, Chandra. You know as well as I do that she deserves everything that's coming for her. I guess, you angry at me? For what? For being a total bitch. Taking after your mom. Don't you dare. Not in the mood. Then what are you in the mood for? I think you have a pretty good idea. One sec. Hey, I won't be back till late, okay? Who are you talking to? Nobody. Let's just go. Alright, follow me. Wow, do we just bang all the girls now? Still rocking the bachelor pad, I see. I'm lucky they spared it. Well, at least someone's life is still on track. Fuck, Grim. What am I gonna do? You'll figure it out. Everything I had was 'cause of Mom, the house, my money, everything. They're not going to take your house from you. Great, so I starve in a nice house. At least you have a pool. You're such an asshole. But listen, you're going to be fine. I'm being a whiny bitch, right? Poor little rich girl, farmer. You're a smart girl, you'll figure it out. You're right, fuck it, fuck her, fuck everything. I can make my own path. There you go. Yeah, I just never really thought about what would happen after Mom got hers. You know there would be consequences. God, this makes no sense. I helped get her put away, and now I feel bad about it. I mean, she was pure evil, but not all the time, you know? I'll take your word for it. Hey, Grim, I could really use a hug. Thank you. You're gonna be okay. I know you will. Bullshit, but thanks for saying it. But you know what? Let's say I sell the house and grab a place around here. Sounds good, just not next door. Oh, next door, now that would be fucking prime. I could come over and, like, borrow a cup of sugar. That's what normal people do, right? I'm not even sure if you're kidding. Maybe I'm not, and stop staring. Jumping off the counter, Chandra moves towards the main room. You're gonna have to make sure those blinds are always closed. Oh, you little hellion. I don't know what that means, I don't care, I just want in your bed. There we go. Ooh, I like that. Very close to the end of the game, I guess, as far as these gallery images go. You know what? Thinking about ending it right here. Yeah, you already saw two girls. Maybe you would have seen three if we did Gloria, but... iffy on that one. So, like I said, we're gonna do more of this, maybe tomorrow, maybe the day after, but we're definitely going to do more of this, so, you know, stay tuned. We gave you a whole hour, and you will definitely get to see Chandra bang by the end of the week, at least, guys, I can do that for you, because, you know, well, that's next week. Next week I'm on vacation. But I'm also got another vacation day off work this week. So yeah, we'll probably bring it to you on that day, which is great. So, looking forward to that. And of course it's, Independence Day. Maybe I can do something for that. We got some ideas. Just, you know, stay tuned. But at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and we will see you guys next time on Grimm's Uncanny Valley with more of City of Broken Dreamers. Stay tuned. I decided I am going to go ahead and put up some more games, so we might be doing the usuals after all.